Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before you,
kneel down before you.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore you.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read, and it's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. But just like I mentioned in the last show, that whoever had a loss is not just widows. If you lost a mother, father, sister, brother, cousin, aunt, uncle, it's all the same. So this show tonight is not just all about widows. It's all about anyone that have had a loss and going through some spiritual, not spiritual, but going through a grief process, that you might need some encouragement. Tonight, we're going to talk about commitment. And the first scripture that I have, I would like to read, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? Where does your help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. So this is coming from Psalms 21, 1 through 3 verse. In here, you should have faith and believe that God will be your helper. He will be your provider. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you, he will not let you slumber. So God is saying right in Psalms that he will be there for you through any situation that you might be going through. But let's first also be committed and accepting him and letting him be our guide. Remember who you are. Do you sometimes feel unsure of your faith and go through times of doubt and depression? You are tempted to give up trying to be a Christian or fellowshipping with Christ's followers? Remember that there are two distinctly sides to your Christian life, God's side and yours. God called you to live in harmony with him. You responded and became his disciple. This is the reason enough for you to stand strong in your faith and to live the spiritual life with confidence and courage. That's what he wanted us to have, confidence and courage in his word. You belong to the living Savior. He brought you with his blood and accepted you in his own, remembering the rich inheritance and the kind of life God calls you. Nothing can be a substitute for the right relationship with your Heavenly Father. This world might offer attractive temptation that are more appealing than what Christ offers you. Yes, we are sometimes tempted. You have been chosen. You belong to a royal priesthood, and you have been set apart. Yes, God has set apart because you are part, and he will continue to supply your needs. Just like it said, honor widows that are widows indeed. He's going to make sure that he take care of his widows and their children. So it's important that you know who you are. Who are me? Why can't, when you ask this question, who, me, I can't do that. Yes, you can. Just commit to the Lord, and yes, you can do anything. Who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? That's coming from Exodus 3, chapter 3, 11 verse. People have often been challenged to undertake tasks for which they thought they could were not equipped. Unfortunately, many people have allowed great opportunity to slip through their fingers merely because they did not have confidence or convince themselves that they were adequate to do the task. Haven't you felt that way before? Sometimes you feel that you're not qualified for the situation that you're facing. I know when I applied for this new position that I accepted, I wasn't sure that I could do all the things that they wanted me to do. But I needed to be strong and have faith that God will give me the strength and give me direction in how to do the right thing and to do my job well. We just have to be committed and give God, let God give us guidance in doing dealing with those situations. Some of the greatest people in history had no qualification for the task they undertook. When Jesus selected his disciples, Peter didn't believe that he was capable, but he followed Jesus anyway. Most of the disciples, when they accepted the call, they didn't think that they were qualified, but they had faith, and they wanted to be committed to what Jesus had them to do. Possibly you are facing such a challenge at this very moment. Perhaps your doubt, your abilities to see it through. Take your problem to God in prayer, and if it is his will that you should act, do so in complete dependence on him and with the conviction that Christ would not call you if he didn't think that you were equipped to do it. Yes, it has been a challenge for me in this new position. My first 2 weeks was very trying. I could not seem to get a hang of the job that I had to do. But I kept believing and trusting and also had friends to encourage me that I can do this. That's the same thing with God. He will encourage you. If you can't receive it from him, he will give you friends and family members to encourage you to get through those different situations. That situation that I dealt with the first 2 weeks was, I've never went through the fear that I went through. I allowed Satan to put those fear in me that I could not accomplish. I was not equipped to accomplish the goals that I needed to accomplish at my job. But I became committed and knowing that if I had faith in God, I could do this. I can get through this. And I continue to do that. I continue to have absolute commitment and getting through that situation. Scripture coming from Philippians 3:7, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Often we set out the walk with Christ, but we don't have commitment and the strength to go on. But we need to have commitment and enthusiasticism, and also in order to accomplish those goals. After an intense experience, we are on an emotional high. However, this mountaintop experience does not last very long. Sometimes we become enthusiastic, and sometimes we become committed, and it becomes an emotional high. It's just like when someone, for the first time, becomes saved. They're so committed in reading the Bible. They walk around with the Bible in their hands, and they're constantly talking about Jesus and the Bible. But after a while, it doesn't last. As soon as the initial enthusiasm stops to wane, many people return to their old ways, their habits, and their ways. Never forget that Christ, for your Savior, gave up everything, even his life. Nothing was more important to him than his mission to save souls for God. He wanted to lead people from the darkness and sin and misery into the glorious light of God. In order to achieve this, he put his personal desire aside, forsake all comfort and security for your sake and mine, sacrifice his life. Your greatest desire should be to live your life according to the will of the one who sacrificed his life for you. That's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Commitment and dedication involve searching for God's will and remaining true to it. It requires putting aside your own preferences and desire and opening your heart to the influence of the Holy Spirit. Have you done that today? Have you thought about being committed to what God wants you to do? Commitment and dedication is very important. Scripture coming from 1 Kings 8:6. Your heart must be fully committed to the Lord, our God, to live by his decree and obey his commandment as at this time. That's coming from 1 Kings 8:6, 861. Many women have issues, that's all of us, sometimes with commitment. The fear of failure causes us to drift in and out of relationships, jobs, obligation, without ever really setting anything, anywhere. Committing your life first to God will help you to commit later. greater to others. Give him your love, your life, your heart, and ask him to help you walk out your commitment one day at a time. Everything else will follow. I have committed each night, every week, Tuesday, from 11 to 11 p.m., I've committed to God that I will continue to do this talk show. Sometimes I am very sleepy and tired. I feel like going to bed at an earlier time. Many nights I've been very sleepy when I get on the air, but I am committed to doing God's will. Sometimes it doesn't always feel good, but once I get started, I know my purpose, and I am dedicated and committed to this cause. Find yourself what your cause might be, that you can commit to. You can commit to your daily devotion each day. You can commit to meditating during the day or at night to God. Are you committed to a friend? Calling that friend, encouraging that friend from time to time. Being committed and doing something for a family member. Whatever your commitment is, be dedicated and follow it through. Just like God indicated that he will help you one day at a time. Everything else will follow if we believe in him. Commit everything to the Lord. That's coming from Psalm 37:5. Ask God to help you balance your commitments in a way that it is healthy for you. Whatever you decide on, just make it comfortable and easy where you can enjoy yourself while you do it. Even though sometimes I'm a little bit tired, once I get started, I'm fine. But I'm still committed and doing what God wants me to do. Ask God to help you balance your commitment in a way that is healthy. Then you will be free to meet your commitment head on and accomplish them with excellence. The more you do anything, just like a child, when she's beginning to walk, the more he tries to stand and try to walk, he or she will do a great job. He will begin to walk, and at that point, they will not be holding on to a chair or anything because they keep trying and being committed that they one day that they're going to be able to walk. I'm sure that you've watched your relatives and grand or whoever that first time you see them walk. That's the same way that God would allow us to have that confidence that we're going to start walking one day. We just have to be encouraged and knowing that he will help us to make that first step. And once we make that first step, he will help you to make others one day at a time. Are you committed to doing something? There's something I know that you have been wanting to do, and you keep saying that I'm going to get this done, I'm going to be committed to do it. Have you done that? Well, I ask you to think about it, and this week, work on it. Whatever you want to, there's something that you've been wanting to do for a long time. Use this week to become committed for it. But committed on something that not just all about you, but also being doing God's will. So I ask you this week to go out and be committed to something that you've been longing to do. But we only have a few more minutes, and I also want to make an announcement. We will be having our next meeting October the 20th from 9 to 9:30 a.m. And we will be talking about the different things that we're going to be doing for the rest of the year. Well, Thanksgiving is coming up, and also Christmas. One thing I would like to ask of you, there's a project that I would like to be, I'd like to get together with another nonprofit organization. And the name of this organization is called A New Thing Ministry. They will be putting together shoeboxes for single mothers with children, for the Christmas holiday. I ask you to be a part of it. Just get one of your shoeboxes, one of your nice shoebox, and fill it up with toiletry. And sometime before Christmas, we will deliver these shoeboxes filled with toiletry to several different single mother with children shelter. And there's many out there. And there's a lot of them in Decatur area, is also the Atlanta area. I would like each of you to start gathering toiletry items and putting it in and wrapping up the shoebox so we can deliver these shoeboxes to single mother with children. There will be two other organizations that will be joining us, A New Thing Ministry, as well as Sheila's Daughter's Ministry. It's called GLOSS. And she also encouraged you, young ladies how to become ladies. They will be also partnershipping with us as well. So the three of us, the next chapter, A New Thing Ministry and GLOSS, will come together and put and collect shoeboxes filled with toiletry this coming Christmas. So get ready to do that. And that will be something, each Christmas we normally do something, we give back. And normally we always pick either family or whatever the cause may be, is always giving back to someone else. And this year we decided to come together with these two other organizations. So I hope that I can get your support in getting that done. And we will meet we will be getting together and pick a time that we will celebrate and also have our fellowship, Christmas fellowship. We'll be getting that date together as well. Our meeting, like I say, will be October 20th. All those things that we'll be talking about at that meeting. So spread the word about our shoebox for Christmas. And if anyone has anything that they would like to come on the air and talk about tonight, you have a few minutes to do that. I thank you again for supporting this ministry. I ask you to tell others about this talk show. I will begin to have other guest speakers. We had a Minister Maxwell here a couple of Tuesday ago, and we're going to ask some other speakers to come on and be a part of this show for the next few months. So just tune in, continue to tune in, and tell your friends and family to do so as well. And I hope that you will continue to spread the word and encourage and support this ministry like you have been. and be committed to some type of cause, something that you've been wanting to do for some time, and this week you're going to go out and be committed and getting those things done. Some sort of commitment that you will be giving, talking to God about and committing to Him that you want to do for some time, and you're going to take care of it. So I just ask you to be encouraged and do just that, knowing that commit everything you do to the Lord. Your heart must be fully committed to the Lord to live by His decree, and obey His commandments. And everything else will follow. Be blessed and have a good, great week. And I'll speak to you next Tuesday from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Be blessed. And if there's someone that you want to bring on the air, just give me a call and let me know. My telephone number is 770-981-9118. Have a great week.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and He's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever He'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome. He can move mountains.